Somebody call me a medic. I'm sick and I don't know who did it. Put me in cardiac arrest and made bail. I got juice, but if I could, I guess I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like a star that's falling. Stupid on a Sunday morning. Somebody call me a medic. I'm sick and I don't know who did it. Put me in cardiac arrest and made bail. I got juice, but if I could, I guess I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like a star. Somebody call me a medic. I'm sick and I don't know who did it. Put me in cardiac arrest and made bail. I got juice, but if I could, I guess I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like a star that's falling. Stupid on a Sunday morning. I know it's kind of pathetic. I'm sick, but you know I'm an addict. So run your blood test, you know I fail. You made my life a living hell. I can't choose, but still I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like the sky is falling. Somebody call me a medic. I'm sick and I don't know who did it. Put me in cardiac arrest and made bail. I got juice, but if I could, I guess I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like a star that's falling. Spit on a Sunday morning. I know it's kind of pathetic. I'm sick, but you know I'm an addict. So run your blood test, you know. Somebody call me a medic. I'm sick and I don't know who did it. Put me in cardiac arrest and made bail. I got juice, but if I could, I guess I'd say spit on a Sunday morning. Heartbreak. Spit on a Sunday morning. Feel like a star that's falling.
Sunday run. And I was kind of pathetic. How sick, but you know I'm in the attic. So when your blood tastes, you know I feel. You make my life a living hell. I can't choose, but still I'd say spend a Sunday morning. I pray. It's been on a Sunday morning. Feel the sky is falling. It's been on a Sunday morning.
You covered technology trends, we've got you covered. The hottest tracks, we've got you covered. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, in partnership with Kofifi FM 97.2, brings you the lunchtime show like no other. Every second Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., serving you all the freshest digital and technology news like you have never heard before. Nemisa on Kofifi FM, a lunch show like no other.
Kinda worried about where your media career fits into the digital space? Can your creativity be taken to the next level and making you stand out and recognized? Nemisa is here to give you the right skills and qualifications to make sure your creativity is recognized. With courses in radio production, film and television, animation and graphic design, and interactive media. With SAQA recognized national certificates, Nemisa offers unique digital national skills and training programs. This makes them part of the solution to South Africa's e-skills challenge, making them relevant in the digital world. Give us a call on 011-484-0584 or simply check out our website www.nemisa.co.za. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Search for Nemisa, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nemisa.
Let's go digital.
You are listening to Nemisa at Kofifi FM 97.2. At Kofifi FM 97.2.
8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Of course, it is Nemisa on Kofifi FM 97.2. Kickstarted the show off with Rolene. She came through with the Sunday morning. Good afternoon. Hoping that your afternoon is going amazingly well as ours once again. Welcome to Nemisa on Kofifi FM 97.2, where it all began. Today, we're coming live to you from 21 Goten Road in Parktown, Johannesburg. That is where the Nemisa radio studios are situated. I hope one day, you know, you guys will be invited to come through and just see us do our thing. It is, of course, the 12th of May. Oh, the 25th. Damn. the 25th of May in the year 2021. I'm so forward. Make sure to catch us on all social media platforms. We are there on Facebook. Please look for Nemisa on Facebook. That is, please look for Kofifi on Facebook. Yes, that's Kofifi FM 97.2. You can also catch us live on Nemisa's YouTube page. Please just get there and just look for Nemisa. And then, of course, you will realize that there's this entire radio setup. So that is where we are out here doing our thing. Of course, we have so much packed for you coming on the show. We do have some RoboFacts coming through there by RoboJam. Of course, are you digitally lit? Where we find out how literature or how lit you are when it actually comes to your digital knowledge. As well, of course, as the Evolution Tunnel, where we take you guys through time of certain services or certain gadgets that have anything to do with technology. Of course, I never roll alone. I do have my ninjas in studio. Hi, guys.
Away.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Pali.
Nimrand.
It's a grand winner.
All right, very good. So it's a full house in studio today. Besides us, the team, we have other people here busy doing their own thing.
Yes.
Feels very weird having them over. But yeah, I guess this is life. This is how things are going to be operating. As I said, today, I'll be coming to you live from 21 Goten Road in Parktown, Johannesburg. So today, right, we are looking at something that's becoming very great and big in the world of technology. Today, we're having a closer look at drones. So me and you are going to be taking down, or rather me and you are going to be taking a walk into the world of drones to find out what drones are, how they operate, and of course, what can they be used for, and importantly, where can you actually fly them?
Digital news, we've got you covered. Technology trends, we've got you covered. The hottest tracks, we've got you covered. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, in partnership with Kofifi FM 97.2, brings you the lunchtime show like no other. Every second Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. serving you all the freshest digital and technology news like you have never heard before. Nemisa on Kofifi FM, a lunch show like no other.
Minutes after 1 o'clock, of course, it's still Nemisa on Kofifi FM 97.2, a lunch show like no other. So I did mention that today we're having a look at drones, meaning you're going to be taking a quick walk into the world of drones, getting up close and personal with them, finding out what they do, what they are used for, and of course, where can you fly them. I go by the name of Palesa Mokoena. If you didn't know, now you know. Let's hook up on all social media platforms. Facebook, please look for Kofifi 97.2, and of course on YouTube, just simply look there for Nemisa. You will get to see us do our thing live. So drones are becoming something very growing very quickly in terms of emerging technologies. They're used for so many different things, but most popularly they are actually known for, you know, taking beautiful shots in all angles, even going at the highest heights that cameras cannot reach. They're also used to document things, to create films, to create movies, you know. They're used for so many different things. I mean, they're even used now to actually get into mines, get in underwater. So I mean, you know, a drone shot when it's a drone shot, but maybe Some of you guys are sitting at home, you don't even know what a drone is. Do not worry, RoboJam is going to be coming through later on to tell you exactly what drones are. And of course, Bakwena will be joining us a little bit later on, taking us through the evolution tunnel. That's where we're going to find out when drones were actually discovered, who discovered them, and how have they evolved till today. Let's quickly say hi to RoboJam. Hi, Robo.
Hi, Balisa, and good afternoon to our listeners. I am so excited to be back at Nimisa on Gofifi FM. Balisa, a little bird told me you were playing around with drones last week. Drones are my favorite technology device. It's amazing what they can do, from taking pictures and solving a few problems the world is faced with. As you have already mentioned today, we are getting to know the world of drones a little bit better. From finding out what they are, what they do, and where they fit in the digital world we are living in today. I'll catch up with you and our listeners a little bit later on in the show, as I will be dishing out a few interesting facts about drones. Once again, welcome to Nimisa on Gofifi FM, a lunch show like no other.
See you later, Robo, man. All right, so Robo already put the news out. I was hoping I would tell you guys. Yeah, so last week, my team and I were going out, or rather, we're out at the Springs Airfield Hangar number 43, where we were introduced to drones from the DJI Maverick range. So we got to play around with the Mini 2, and we also got to fly around at the Air 2S. But Robo already told you that. If you don't know who RoboJam is, RoboJam is our digital friend who makes sure that all the facts that we give you when it comes to the digital world are absolutely correct. Here's what's coming up for the rest of the show.
We are getting to know the world of drones.
Drone is a flying camera.
We're talking about unmanned vehicles. It's a UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles.
I just know that those things, they fly for
Drones are helping animal scientists and researchers make strides in their field.
This is for my people hustling on the corner, out of breath, run chasing that paper. For my people, yeah, crying on that 9 to 5, working hard every day just to stay alive.
See many different faces in many different ages. See many different faces in so many different places. See many different grinds through many different minds. There's so much to see when looking through a set of different eyes. See many people struggle. See many people hustle. See many people flossing, but they ain't seeing nothing. See many people walking like they looking for something. See many people talking, but they ain't talking for nothing. It don't matter where you from, but only where you gone. Cause only way you gone can determine where you from. And I know that where we going, if it wasn't for where we from, we probably wouldn't be growing. Oh, shining like the sun.
This is for my people hustling on the corner, out of breath, running, chasing that paper. For my people on the grind, on that 9 to 5, working hard every day just to stay alive.
Gotta keep it cool, gotta keep it cool. Early morning, thinking about the grind. How we gon' stay ahead, can't afford to fall behind. My mama always told me when I was a little child, you gotta keep it going, son, so get up off your big behind. Keep it going, even though you know you had enough. Cause you never know it's easy until you get it tough. I guess in life you gotta keep it short to have it longer. And what doesn't kill you will only make you stronger. When the going is tough, you gotta keep pushing. Let no one bring you down, only you know what you're doing. The motherland is spoken, it's up to you to teach. So we can make a difference, then we can live in peace.
This is for my people hustling on the corner, out of breath, running, chasing that paper. For my people on the grind, on that 9 to 5, working hard every day just to stay alive. Gotta keep it going. Chasing that paper. For my people, I'm
my people hustling on the corner. Out of breath, running, chasing that paper. For my people on the grind, on that 9 to 5. Working hard every day just to stay alive. Gotta keep it going, gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it going, gotta keep it going. Gotta keep it going, gotta keep it going.
19 minutes after one. You gotta keep it going, man. You gotta keep it going all the time. Still tuned into Nomisa on Kofifi FM 97.2. In case you didn't know, I go by the name of Palesa Mokoena. I'm not alone. I do have a Sfiso with me as well as Bakwena. All three of us make up the team of Nomisa on Kofifi FM 97.2. That was Josie that came through with Keep It Going, taken from the album titled Motherland Crunk that dropped in the year 2009. So that consisted of Bongani Fassie, Dalez, and of course it was Crazy Do. Crazy Do passed away, so only people left now are Dalez and Bongani Fass, although they're not a trio anymore, but those are the only living two members of the group that are still out today. Right, it's time to get into you. Are you digitally lit? As I explained, this segment is where we find out how knowledgeable you are when it comes to the world of technology and devices. As I did say when we kickstarted the show off, of course, RoboJam also added on that. Today we are looking at drones. We're getting into their world, finding out what makes them tick. How do you fly them? Where do you fly them, and the type of drones that you actually have. Are you digitally lit?
Are you digitally lit? Digitally lit.
You gotta understand about drones is that people use them for shooting music videos, and in future drones could become a big deal where they could use them to deliver things.
I don't know much about it.
I don't know that much about drones. All I know is that they fly and they record stuff.
Yeah, you can just capture pictures from flying the thing. It looks like a helicopter.
Oh, I hardly know a thing, eh?
Drones is a camera out of Makudim, Kimichin out of Makudim.
It's a replacement of helicopter through film industry.
I don't know anything about drones.
I understand that they're pretty useful for aerial photography and delivering packages, perhaps.
I don't really know much about them.
Drones are wonderful technology from a life-saving perspective. If you are to go into a fire where humans can't really access.
They are small remote devices that are controlled by remote dispensers. And can serve multiple purposes of its delivery, of video recording, general surveying.
Drone is a flying camera.
I won't lie to you.
I just know that those things, they fly.
I feel like they're invading our privacy.
Wow. All right, man, that is what you guys had to say when it comes to drones. CIA? Yeah, I think the CIA do use drones. Speaking of CIAs, or rather, cops or, the security system. So News 24 yesterday dropped a tweet around 1:30 saying that Fidelity is also using drones to track down criminals in South Africa's security estates. And now they're actually looking into introducing it as well into shopping centres. So yes, he lives in a CIA, if you know what I mean. Most of you are confused. I'm glad people are very honest saying that they don't know what it is. The one guy said he feels like it's taking over their privacy. No, guys, drones do not take over your privacy. But what problems can drones solve besides taking, nice pictures and making sure that we have a nice videos? So drones can solve the following problems. They can solve humanitarian aid. Drones can also help with animal science and research. Drones are helping animal scientists and researchers make strides in their fields simply by giving them views that they never had before. Drones are also helping in anti-poaching and curbing wildlife crime. They're also helping in fighting illegal logging. So that is what drones do. No, they do not invade your privacy. At 1:30 on the dot, Apiwa is coming through with your digi news. That is where she will be dishing up all the digital news that you need to know this week. So drones are spelled D-R-O-N-E. Now, drones are used very, very much. I know in our field we use them as well, especially when you are into someone with visuals. So what's important to remember is that when you do purchase a drone, firstly, remember, or rather think, what do I need it for? So obviously you'll know where you're going to be needing it. So you're going to be needing it outside. Are you the person? Maybe do you work with mines? Are you working with pipes? Are you working with animals? First, you need to identify what you will need the drone for. Once you know which field you'll be using it in, then go online or at drone stores and find out the different types of drones that they are. Look, if you're at a real drone store, the salesperson who will be selling your drone will not hesitate to tell you exactly where that drone can be used to its artificial, to the utmost benefits. Yes. Gofifi FM 97.2, it's where it all began. Once again, do not forget to hook up with us on all social media platforms. Facebook, simply go into the Gofifi FM page, and then on YouTube, go there and just look for Nimisa. That is where we will be, or rather, that is where you can see us do our thing and getting to know the world of drones. Also, I want to emphasize, guys, drones do not invade your privacy. I'll ask Robo Jam to emphasize on that. They do not. But it's really nice, you know. We make it a point that we always go out to the streets and find out, according to you listeners, the certain topics that we speak about. How do you relate to them? Do you even know what they are? So drones are mostly known to be big, big, big things. But let me tell you this. Last week, as Robo said, we were playing around with drones. And I think that was those two drones we were playing around with were actually the smallest drones that we actually played with. But I mean, in terms of footage and the photos that we got, those were incredibly, incredibly, incredibly amazing. All right, so let's go to one quick track. When we do come back, Apiwe is here to give us our Digi News.
If it breaks my body, it breaks my body.
Digital news, we've got you covered. Technology trends, we've got you covered. The hottest tracks, we've got you covered. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, in partnership with Kofifi FM 97.2, brings you the lunchtime show like no other. Every second Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., serving you all the freshest digital and technology news like you have never heard before. Nimisa on Kofifi FM, a lunch show like no other. You are listening to Nimisa at Kofifi FM 97.2. Passionate about radio? Well, Nimisa is here to shape your voice, creativity, and production skills. Go to www.nimisa.co.za or email info@nimisa.co.za. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa, let's go digital.
Top digital stories at 1:30. Minister of Communication and Digital Technologies meets young South African digital developers. The rebirth of email as a marketing tool. Good afternoon, I am Apiwe Mdingi. The Minister of Communication and Digital Technologies, Ms. Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, met up with three South African young developers this past Friday, the 21st of May, in Midrand and Four Ways, Johannesburg, to have a look at their inventions. The three developers, named Dipindile Ranuka, a software developer owner and founder of Analyticus, Mpumelelo Mahlangu, who designed and made his own laptop. His laptop will be competing with brands like Intel and Microsoft. Lastly was Jeremiah Chauke, a 17-year-old boy who's a robotics developer. He builds robots using scrap material and motors from old DVD players. The minister commented by saying that these are the kind of innovative thinkers we need as a country, as we are trying to have more locally produced products and services fitting into the fourth industrial revolution. And lastly, new functionality and data analysis tools have strengthened email as a marketing and customer communication channel. Brands can now be far more strategic and personalized thanks to having a much better understanding of what the end user likes and wants. Emails have certainly become more dynamic than was technically possible in the past. Now, interactive visual elements can be introduced to make this communication platform stand out. For example, the introduction of product blocks that include pricing and click through directly to the site brings the online shopping experience directly to the customer's inbox. And for your weather update this afternoon, Johannesburg has a high of 44 degrees Celsius and Pretoria a high of 46 degrees Celsius. And recapping on the top stories this hour, Minister of Communication and Digital Technologies meets young South African digital developers. The rebirth of email as a marketing tool. For DG News on Nemisa at Kofifi FM, I am Apiwe Mdingi.
Worried about where your media career fits into the digital space? Can your creativity be taken to the next level and making you stand out and recognized? Nimisa is here to give you the right skills and qualifications to make sure your creativity is recognized. With courses in radio production, film and television, animation and graphic design, and interactive media. With SAQA recognized national certificates, Nimisa offers unique digital national skills and training programs. This makes them part of the solution to South Africa's e-skills challenge, making them relevant in the digital world. Give us a call on 011-484-0584 or simply check out our website www.nimisa.co.za. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Search for Nimisa, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa. Let's go digital.
34 minutes after 1 o'clock. Thank you so much to Apiwe for coming there at 1:30 with your Digi News. Your Digi News will be coming every Wednesday when we do the show. So at 1:30, we really made it an effort to make sure that we just give you guys what is happening in terms of the news when it comes to the digital world. So we do have Magwena up next with the Evolution Channel. Remember here, this is where we tell you the history of whatever topic or whatever device we are speaking about. In this case, Magwena is here to tell us the evolution when it comes to drones, where they came from and where they are today. Afternoon.
The Evolution Tunnel. Oh yes, it's time for the Evolution Tunnel. Today we have drones on our tunnel, okay? The first modern drone was actually developed in 1935, and Karim Abraham is regarded as the founding father of the UAV drone technology. From the early ages, he was amazed and had a passion for aircraft. At the age of 14, when he started building model aircrafts, that's when the passion started growing bigger. Some of the earliest military drones appeared in the 1850s, and the concept of drones may well date back to the 1849 when they were attached to balloons back then, and bombs were actually explosives were attached to the balloons, known these days as drones. It was until 2013, after Amazon announced it was it's going to use drones for deliveries, that's when the general public really began to take notice of drones. Now we have a different drones used for different things. They come in different sizes and brands, the most popular range being the Mavic range, consisting of the DJI Mavic Mini and the Air 2S, by the way, and lastly, of course, is the M300, to mention a few. That shows how drones have grown in this industry, and that's the Evolution Tunnel for you, buddy.
So drones were started by that boy.
Yes, at the age of 14, the concept, you know. So, and now, just imagine, what do we use drones for, you know, for deliveries.
Of course.
For the film industry.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Do you think we're ready to have drones deliver stuff in South Africa?
In the next 5 years? Yes.
In the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years. Remember, we're close.
We're close, ne? Yeah. All right, so that was Magwena with the Evolution Channel. That's Magwena with the Evolution Tunnel. You can catch him every single Wednesday when we are live just after the news. He normally takes us through the evolution of whatever we are discussing. As mentioned before, today we are doing drones. Magwena, we'll catch up with you a little bit later on. Yeah, okay, his mic is off. Cool.
97.2. Started from bottom, was rolling around in that Toyota bucket. The summer is ours among you for Papa Gaddafi. You turn on the tube and all that you see is Versace. You go to my school, they can tell you Spock was tiny, cause honey, this ain't the land of the free. No propaganda machine, handle my flag on the screen. Then light a candle for deep, then light a candle for deep. Okay, smoking the jets, smoking the jets, smoking the black cigarettes, taking it straight to the head. Chicken select, this is the sweetest revenge. Of course, I'm sticking it, shit, on my gang. Good, brand juicy. I'm over that crowd, my soul just surrounds, I'm low in the town. My flip was so hazardous, find like it, can't nobody handle this. I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges. Look, going against the authority, no lie, he's already blasphemous. In the city, we're having no morality, he's totally fabulous. What's going on with these amateurs over the internet posting some messages? Next thing you know, your career is over. Over some characters. It's the juxtaposition of choosing stupidity over intelligence. Demasano shishini zangin. Once and you're hoping for happiness. Sim tabinik medus bege is crucial. No botin bitches, they know chembe umundu. They laugh in your face while they planning to shoot you. Bafuna jugu kule la makukum. So kwambang wa left and kwambang wa right. Man, I damn fire will hurt you. We out here living the NSCOM life. Yeah, we in that power circle. See, all I ever wanted was a peace of mind. To speak my mind, to speak some mind. Yeah, I ain't even reached my prime. Sazo benza pizza blind. Dingi sazo benza pizza blind. Aho minang intimidus dini. Redefine, just read between the lines. And when the sparks fly, hope you can see the grind. See the grind, yeah.
Good, stick it in, shit, chillin' on my gang. Good, good, run juicy. Good, stick it in, shit, chillin' on my gang. Good,
I'm something like Haile Selassie. Beautiful women in Dasi. Godspeed to my competition. But whatever your palm reads, I'm on a mission like farm militia. They politician in hot seat. Up of the gods, top of the charts. Name a level I can't read. Better check credentials, better check protect the temple. Do you want progress or you want Rolex? Better make my presidential, influential. More gold bottles, no role models. This whole motto is up, up, and we all follow. No book gate, no man straight, just rhyme shape like Cobot. Bank notes falling, no foreign, no problem. My diva faces in briefcases like Zim Dot. Say Alpha. I'm holding the crown, my soldiers are proud to throw in the towel. We come through the kitchen with oldest permission to follow the love.
The government might have reopened the economy a bit, but the impact of level 5 lockdown is rearing its head and the picture isn't pretty.
Well, after we'll move from level 5 of the lockdown to level 4.
Non-compliance has sent South Africa back into lockdown level 3.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced level 2 of the lockdown.
Cabinet decided this morning that the country should now move to alert level 1.
Being under lockdown means children have increased screen time and online access. Sometimes this exposes them to online risks and dangers. Be alert and be aware of your child's online and mobile behavior. Where possible, participate in online activities with them and teach them how to protect themselves online. Safety comes first.
May God bless our beautiful country, South Africa, and protect her people. I thank you.
41 minutes after 1 o'clock, so it's 15 minutes before the show is over. Hoping that everybody's having so much fun the same way that we were. So thank you so much to Bakwena coming through with the Evolution Tunnel, telling us a little bit more about drones. So what he has, so besides me playing, you know, with drones last week, we also got to speak to Johan Forster. So Johan Forster is the founder and owner of a company called Unique Drones. It is situated in Boksburg in Johannesburg. So we had a little chat with Forster, or rather Jandre Forster, where he told us a little bit more about drones in terms of what Unique Drones, his company, does, the type of drones that we can find, and of course telling us whether is South Africa ready to actually have drones operate full time. This is what he had to say.
Unique Drones supplies the hardware and the drones for the industry for photography, security, surveillance and survey, and also the public sector. So we're mainly the suppliers of the hardware and the drones to the service providers out there. We're talking about unmanned vehicles. It's a UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles. Drones that can be used for surveillance, photography, surveying, and for hard-to-reach places where these unmanned aerial vehicles can get to. That is the meaning of drone. And then drone, as another definition, means sound. That's where drone gets its name, is from the droning noise that the propellers make. Well, you get photography drones which have good cameras on them, you know, 20 megapixel up. You get surveying drones which have high definition cameras on that can do telemetric photos for surveying. And then also you get LiDAR camera drones which can also basically measure the distance on land, crop sizes, and also be used in the mines. Okay, so when you've purchased your first drone, you need to first obviously fly under the hobbyist laws. So you need to be further than 10 kilometers from an airport. You need to be in an open field, 50 meters away from any houses or any public roads and away from public. So there you can practice with your drone. If you want to go into a more professional division of drone flying, You get hold of your nearest flight school, for example, ProWings, and you can obtain your license at ProWings, and that will give you a little bit more leeway to fly in restricted areas. Then you can log a flight plan and fly in the city, but under the civil aviation laws. The next 5 years is going to be very interesting for the drone industry in South Africa. Like with the delivery drones, the issues around that at the moment is theft of the drones. But we are ready. We can do it. Border Patrol is being done at the moment. There's a few companies in Johannesburg that have started acquiring the services of drones for security work, Transnet theft and all that. So drones are being used to make the suburbs safer at the moment. The industry is awakening again. So there's going to be a lot of people that have been doing nothing for the last year that's going to start wanting to go out, wanting to hold parties, events. So there's going to be a lot of work for the media again. How many people are getting married every day? How many functions are there starting to happen now that lockdown's ending? And photography and filming. I would say they're not going wrong. I'm not saying this for my personal gain. I'm saying this now because I know where the industry is going. So either you're on the bandwagon or you're not now. So to obtain your drone license, you can go to ProWings in Johannesburg. They can set you up with your RPL license. You do an online theory course and you do 2 days practical. So you go write your exams at the civil aviation with them, and then you basically become accredited from there. And then also to have your drone insured after that, you can use Drone Buddy Insurance and have your drone insured as well. Because once you have your license, you need to be insured as well for any public liability.
That's Jean-Dre Foster from Unique Drones telling us everything that we need to know about drones. So yes, man, drones are here. They're slowly, or rather fastly, or rapidly actually becoming the most popular thing. So no, man, they're not here to take away your jobs as, you know, someone who takes videos or someone who takes photos. In fact, they're here to make your job a whole lot easier. Now you can get proper shots and obviously get all those shots or maybe moments from a very higher position that cameras cannot reach. So do remember that every Wednesday, or rather whenever we are on air, we'll always try to have an expert speaking on whatever topic that we are actually speaking about. Let's get the time. 26 minutes after one. RoboJam has been so quiet since he last greeted us. He's also coming through with the RoboFacts, also giving us a little insight more about drones. Hi, Robo.
Digital news, we've got you covered. Technology trends, we've got you covered. The hottest tracks, we've got you covered. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, in partnership with Kofifi FM 97.2, brings you the lunchtime show like no other. Every second Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., serving you all the freshest digital and technology news like you have never heard before. Nemisa on Kofifi FM, a lunch show like no other.
Drones are quickly becoming the most popular emerging technology in our world today, and have been in and around the world for different things and different reasons. Now, let's get to know drones a little bit better. Drones are more formally known as unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or unmanned aircraft systems, UASs. Essentially, a drone is a flying robot that can be remotely controlled or fly autonomously through software-controlled flight plans in the embedded systems, working in conjunction with onboard sensors and GPS. Drones are used in situations where manned flight is considered too risky or difficult. They provide troops with a 24-hour eye in the sky, 7 days a week. Each aircraft can stay aloft for up to 17 hours at a time, loitering over an area and sending back real-time imagery of activities on the ground. What problems can drones solve? Humanitarian aid,
animal science and research, drones are helping animal scientists and researchers make strides in their fields, simply by giving them views they never had before. Balesa, there are four types of drones which different brands are manufacturing. Multirotor, if you want to get a small camera in the air for a short period of time, then it is hard to argue with a multirotor. Fixed wing, single rotor helicopter, and a fixed wing hybrid VTOL. Where to buy drones and how much do they cost? You can buy them online or at drone stores. They cost from 9,000 Rand up to 500,000 Rand, depending on the type of drone you want and what it will be used for. These are the drone facts I have for you today. Back to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robo. Hoping that, of course, he gave you all the information that you need when it comes to drones. It's very interesting what drones are actually helping us with right now in terms of the troubles and the problems that we are facing as world. Remember, our problems are not just a country problem, but drones sort of do come in, you know, to sort of help in terms of global problems. It's shocking. Drones start from 9,000 Rand to 500,000 Rand, guys. But as I said when the show started, when you do purchase a drone, first identify what do you actually need it for? Guys, do you think we need a drone? You don't have to answer. You can nod or yes or whatever. But do we need a drone?
Yeah, most definitely. We do definitely need a drone, eh?
What for? Are we on radio?
No, like just imagine. Just imagine if it was flying around. How cool. I know it was going to make noise. But just imagine how cool it was going to look.
It was. Right. All right, man. Make sure to catch up with us on all social media platforms. That's Kofifi 97.2, where it all began. You can also catch us on YouTube. Just simply go there and look for Namisa as well. We've almost come to the end of the show. It's been such an absolute pleasure having you guys. Please do send through your WhatsApp messages or your WhatsApp questions or even topics that you guys would like us to actually cover in terms of the digital space. All we can do, well, because we don't have a WhatsApp number yet, but we are working on it, please do send through your comments and as well as the topics that you'd like us to have right through to the Nimi, to the Kofifi WhatsApp number. I'm not too sure what it is. Do you guys know? But as listeners of Kofifi, I'm sure they know where to WhatsApp, right? So guys, thank you so much. We'll see you again, not this coming Wednesday, but that other Wednesday, where we bring you a lunch show like no other. For myself, Palesa Mgwena, and the rest of my team, we out here.
Gaslam, the life we know may be on hold. The weekend getaway with Amachita to stadiums to watch our favorite teams may be on hold. The unforgettable parties at Kwabravosi, praying the meat and drinking away the weekend may be on hold. Kaslam, thank you for helping curb the spread of COVID-19. I know you stay at home for as long as possible. I also know you teach those around you to wear their mask and keep social distance when in public. The other day, I saw you washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and sanitizing them. For that, I say salute, members again. You kept your promise by respecting the lockdown regulations and in helping curb the spread of COVID-19. Now, it is my turn to keep my promise to you in these trying times. When you can't be where the news are happening, I promise to be there and bring you them as they happen. When you feel alone and bored, I promise to bring you close to your friends at the comfort of your home with nice music. Thank you for choosing me as your number one broadcaster in these trying times and beyond.
You know that lets you know. Thank you. take two to tango. She drive me loco, my Mona Lisa, freaky forever. My mama sit down, my senorita, can't live without her. On the streets of Monte Carlo, got a plan that we can follow. Follow, pull it all around with your waist. Back up, give me a taste. Drop it low for me. To the floor for me. Maybe the next to this, I'll see you on some dollars. I don't care what happens next. Nah. It takes two to tango. She drive me loco, my Mona Lisa, freaky forever. My mama sit down, my senorita, can't live without her. Take two to tango. She drive me loco. My Mona Lisa. We keep forever. My mama sit down.